Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle, and today I have some new research on an age-old question. How does chewing affect your nutrition? But first, I did want to answer a question that I got from Sonia in regard to my recent episode on artificial sweeteners. She wrote, "After listening to your recent podcast about artificial sweeteners, I finally decided to try to kick my addiction to artificially sweetening everything. If I've been having a lot of artificial sweetener and I've now cut it out of my diet, how long will it take my gut microbiome to repair itself?" Well, Sonia, the good news is that the gut microbiome responds relatively quickly to changes in the diet. Now, I haven't seen research on precisely this question, that is, how fast changes in artificial sweetener intake would change the microbiome, but other research shows that changes in the diet, such as decreasing meat or increasing vegetables and whole grains, can alter the makeup of the microbiome in just a few days. Now, of course, if you want those changes to be sustained, then those dietary changes need to be sustained as well. So keep me posted on how that goes. And now here's a question from Heather about chewing. She wrote, "A lot of magazine and internet articles recommend chewing every bite of food 30, 40, even up to 80 times. And supposedly increasing the number of times will help you lose weight. There's even an iPhone app that will track your chews. A colleague of mine also claims that there are nutritional benefits to chewing your food extremely well. So is any of this true?" Although this does sound like one of those nutritional urban legends I'm always debunking, chewing your food more thoroughly can, in fact, improve your digestion, it can promote weight loss, and it does affect the nutritional value of foods in ways that you might not expect. Digestion, of course, does not begin in the stomach, but in your mouth, and chewing your food more thoroughly can improve your digestion. So first, digestive enzymes in your saliva break down starches into simple sugars. In fact, if you chew on a saltine cracker or a bit of bread long enough, it will actually start to taste sweet. By chewing for 1 minute, up to half of the starch may be digested before you even swallow it. Your saliva also contains some fat-digesting enzymes that help begin the process of breaking down the fats in your food. The act of chewing food, including the stimulation of your taste and your smell receptors, also triggers the production of stomach acid and pancreatic juices further down along the digestive tract so that your system is primed for the entire digestive sequence. And finally, chewing well breaks the food down into smaller pieces. So when you swallow the food, it mixes more thoroughly with stomach acid. So stomach acid starts to break down food proteins into smaller, more digestible molecules, and it also kills bacteria and other pathogens that may be in your food. So the more surface area that is exposed to stomach acid, the more effectively it can do that job. By the way, chewing well can have beneficial effects on the other end of the digestive process as well. Thorough chewing means less un- or partially digested food matter enters your colon, and that's going to translate into less intestinal gas. Now, if you're digesting your food better, does that mean you're going to get more nutrition from it? Yes. Longer chewing has been shown to increase the amount of protein your body can absorb from foods and put that to use building muscle. It also makes certain vitamins and minerals more available for absorption, especially from uncooked fruits and vegetables, because cooking foods has some of those same nutrient-releasing effects as thorough chewing does. Chewing also increases the amount of fat that is absorbed from foods that contain both fat and fiber, such as nuts. But wait a minute, this whole chewing thing seems to have taken an unexpected turn. Does improved digestion and absorption mean that you'll end up getting more calories from your food? Actually, it does. I'm afraid I can't quantify exactly how many more calories you might absorb by chewing well, but I don't think it's enough to get too excited about. And there is one more thing to consider. Converting more of the starches into simple sugars by chewing your food more thoroughly may also increase the glycemic index of food. Now, I've talked about the glycemic index in previous podcasts, but in a nutshell, this means that well-chewed bread or pasta may cause a higher rise in blood sugar than poorly chewed starches. Now, despite all of this, chewing more thoroughly appears to have a positive net effect on weight loss through several different mechanisms. Chewing is a physical activity. It involves muscles, and like any other physical activity, it burns calories, but not very many. Researchers writing last month in the journal Science Advances found that chewing increases your energy expenditure by about 10 to 20%. However, for the average person, who, by the way, spends about 35 minutes a day chewing, this adds up to fewer than 10 calories a day. But these researchers also found out that eating stiffer or harder foods burns 50% more energy than eating soft foods. Several of the researchers involved in that particular study are actually anthropologists, and they were interested in the way that human metabolism and physiology co-evolved with changes in our food supply, such as the advent of cooking, which does make foods softer and easier to chew. Whereas chewing accounts for less than 1% of the modern human's daily energy expenditure, it may have cost our prehistoric ancestors, who were gnawing on bones and gristle and raw plant matter, two or three times as much energy simply to nourish themselves. And when you think about it, modern processing methods take this another giant step further, making it possible to consume ever larger quantities of food and calories with less, if any, chewing. Our metabolisms and our physiology are still evolving, of course, but much more slowly than our food supply is. We do know that people who eat more minimally processed foods end up taking in substantially fewer calories than those who eat highly processed foods. And part of that could be that minimally processed foods simply require more time and effort to bite and chew. Chewing more means you eat a lot more slowly, and this gives the hormones that signal satiation or fullness a chance to reach your brain before you've polished off the entire contents of the buffet. Studies have found that taking smaller bites and chewing them for longer can decrease your food intake at a meal by as much as one-third. Obviously, this will more than compensate for a couple of extra calories that all that chewing might release for absorption. And eating smaller portions is also going to have a much more profound impact on your blood sugar than the change in a food's glycemic index as a result of that extra chewing. So to sum up, chewing your food more thoroughly can improve your digestion and make your food more nutritious. The extra chewing may burn a few extra calories, but more importantly, it will help you control your intake. And it may also enhance your appreciation and enjoyment of your food. There's no specific number of times that you must chew each bite, and some foods obviously are going to require more chewing than others. But with most of us chewing each bite of food just 5 to 7 times, we could probably all benefit from slowing down and chewing more thoroughly. There's a simple little trick that we use in the Weigh Less program to help with this. Most of us, after taking a bite of food, immediately start loading up the next forkful and even begin lifting it to our mouths. Pay attention the next time you have a meal and see if you can notice this. We're still chewing the bite we just took, and the next forkful is already on the way. And this tends to result in our chewing less thoroughly, swallowing prematurely, and eating more quickly, and eating more. So we suggest for the people that we work with in the Weigh Less program implementing a mouthful, fork empty policy. So if there's food in your mouth, your fork should remain empty until you've swallowed that bite of food. Try that out and see what you think. I'd be interested to hear from you. And if you want to learn more about what else we do in the Weigh Less program, you can find more about that at weighless.life. Nutrition Diva is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. And the rest of our wonderful team includes Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week. Hope to see you then.